Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Jeopardy! Now entering our studios, he's making his Jeopardy debut as a fill-in guy. It's Anthony Slater. He knows exactly where to find great deals this Thanksgiving. Here's Matt Steinmetz.
Safeway is where you find great deals, and Safeway wishes you a happy Thanksgiving with great deals. Get Signature Farms Grade A frozen turkeys, 10 to 15 and a half pound size, just $6.99 each. Find other sizes on sale too, plus fresh in-store baked pumpkin pie, 11-inch pie, $8.99 each with your club card.
And our returning champion, he's the returning champ because he won last week. It's Dan Dibley.
Actually, I lost last week, but I appreciate the accolades nonetheless. I actually had the lead. Steiny, I'm about to point that out.
That's
if you want to pump the brakes. Again, the guy's uncomplimentable. So, wrong answer goes to Kyle. Who is Kyle? But without any further ado, let's bring in the superstar, Kyle. You go ahead and do it unless you accidentally call him Kreidler.
And your host for Jeopardy, everybody, it's Mark Kreidler.
There we go.
Well, thank you, Kyle. Well played, sir. Thank you, players. Welcome to Jeopardy, the game of useless sports knowledge. We are coming off of two outstanding matches in a row, both of which came down to final Jeopardy. Steiny prevailing last week. How soon we forget. So today we'll be defending.
Guess I'm not allowed to celebrate.
Yeah. He'll be defending his title against not only Dibs, but also brand new Jeopardy player, the highly touted Nick Friedel. Welcome to the game, Nick. Here's the way it works. One, Whitey. Two, and three. Yeah. Hey, nice to have you on here. $1, $2, and $3 values in the first round. $2, $4, and $6 values in the Dibley double round, plus the two Dibley doubles. Remember to phrase your response in the form of a question, please. And remember to shout your name to buzz in. Since we have a new player, let's test those buzzers. Steiny. And Dibs?
Dibs.
Yeah, okay, we actually have an issue. I am not able to hear Dibs at all, which could be a problem.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't see a problem there, Whitey.
Well, how about now, Whitey?
Maybe I got you, Dibs.
Oh, there you go. Dibs would be how my buzzer sounds.
Yeah, well played. Thank you. And Nick, how's your buzzer sound?
Nick.
There you go. All right. Our players are going to try their luck with these Jeopardy categories today. Thanksgiving. That's Thanksgiving. Let's eat. And Pie Me. $1, $2, and $3 for each category. Thanksgiving. Let's eat. And Pie Me. And Steiny, I don't care what Kyle says. I know that you are the champion, so please choose a category. Huh. Let's play Jeopardy.
Let's go Thanksgiving for one, Whitey.
In 2011, fans saw this team suck for luck.
Dibs.
Yeah, Dibs.
Who are the Colts?
Colts is correct, Dibs. That's a team. You have $1 and you have the board, sir.
Thanksgiving for two, please, Whitey.
In 2018, this NBA owner was fined for telling his team losing is our best option.
Scoop up, up.
Scoop, Nick. Scoop, scoop. Well, I don't know. Judges, was Nick in too late? Okay, sorry. Wow, it's who is tough. Mark Cuban?
Yeah.
Who is Mark Cuban?
Knew it.
Yeah. Just a little late. That's okay.
Jock pretty happens pretty fast there, Slates. I'd like Thanksgiving for three, please, Whitey.
You got it to complete the category. The NBA introduced the draft lottery after this team was accused of... Yes, Steiny.
Who are the Knicks?
Sorry, that's incorrect. Minus three. I'll finish the response here. God. The NBA introduced the draft lottery after this team was accused of tanking their way to the top pick in 1984.
Dibs.
Nick.
Yes, Dibs.
Who are the Houston Rockets?
Houston Rockets is the team. So, Nick got in there just after you, Dibs. So you got four. Steiny minus three. Fridell trying to, figure out the buzz. You got any tips for Nick here, Dibs, when it comes to how to buzz
I'm working on the buzzer strategy.
He's already in second place.
Yeah, and he doesn't have food in his mouth, so he's actually in third place as well. Appropriately, Steiny, I think we should go to Let's Eat because you're already eating.
I
actually had lunch during our last interview. Let's Eat for a dollar, please.
You got it. By the way, I don't know. It seems to me like I can only hear him. I can't see him. I think Steiny has a bagel. Am I right? Is that what you're
Nah,
you're
ham and cheese. Yeah?
Ham and cheese. Okay.
Classic ham and cheese. No condiments. Let's Eat for a dollar, please.
They ate a Thanksgiving meal on the field at Levi's Stadium. Yes, Dibs.
Who are the Seahawks?
Seattle Seahawks is the team. You've got $5 now, and you are rolling.
Let's Eat for two, please.
NFL QB, who celebrates big wins by forming a W with his fingers, then pretending Nick.
Who is Jameis Winston?
Welcome to the game, Nick Fridell. That's correct. You have
$2.
Yes. And it's your board. Here's what we have left, Nick, in this round. We have Let's Eat for three, and we have Pie Me. By the way, Pie Me, a category to Kyle. So, Nick, which way do you want to go?
Pie Me for a dollar, Whitey.
All right, with the clue, here's Jeopardy team member Kyle.
This outfielder was a three-time All-Star and spent seven of his 16 seasons with the White Sox before heading
Dibs.
To Detroit.
Yeah, Dibs.
Who is A.J. Pyszynski?
Nick.
Yes, Nick.
Who is Maglio Ordóñez?
No, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Steiny, you want any of that?
Can you finish the question, please?
Yeah, go ahead, Kyle. One more time. Steiny gets a free shot here.
Can you finish your sandwich?
Finished. Half of it.
This outfielder was a three-time All-Star and spent seven of his 16 seasons with the White Sox before heading to Detroit and helping the Tigers win the 1984 World Series.
Oh.
1984. Tigers 84.
Scoop, scoop, scoop. Who is Chet Lemon? Who is Chet Lemon?
Yeah, dang it.
Yeah.
One of us here on Jeopardy went to Chet Lemon's baseball camp.
Not
really?
Man.
Just want to throw that out
That's
there
a problem.
Into the world.
All right, so it's still your board, Nick.
So
we have
lemon
Let's
pie.
Eat for three. And
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's Eat for three and Pie Me for two and three, Fridell.
Let's go Let's Eat for three, please.
Legend has it, this all-time great slugger once had to go to the hospital after downing 12 hot dogs and 8 bottles of soda between games of a doubleheader. Yeah, no one's ever heard of this guy.
An Indian?
Who is Babe Ruth?
Who was the $3 one? Oh,
it was
man,
either
I thought
Babe
that was
Ruth,
like a trick question.
Either Babe Ruth or Joe Charbonneau.
Or something.
No, it was Babe Ruth. So, Fridell, we have Pie Me for two and three. By the way, scoreboard, Dibs four, Nick one, and Steiny still in the hole, but still early. Where do you want to go here, Nick?
Let's go Pie Me for two, Whitey.
Once again, here's Kyle.
This former Chiefs safety was a three-time All-Pro and won the 2015
Nick.
Comeback.
Yes, I heard Nick.
Who is Eric Berry?
Eric Berry is right. Two more gives you three.
Berry Pie? Never heard that before.
Wow.
Okay.
Whitey, so let's go Pie Me for three.
Not
Here's
Matt
Kyle
Pines.
Once again. Yeah.
This cornerback was the number 10 pick in the 2016
draft.
Yes, Dibs.
Who is Apple?
Who is Eli Apple is right. That's big. Three more for you. Gives you seven.
At least that fits.
That was damn good, Dibs. I got to be honest. I was like, where is he going here?
Yeah, thank you.
He had it.
Thank
yeah.
You.
That completes the Jeopardy round. Our score, Dibs, 7. Nick Fridell, 3. Steiny, minus 3. But now, everybody's favorite part of the game is we get to know our contestants a little bit better.
I think I'm minus 2, Whitey, with all due respect. I missed a 3, but I got 1.
Yeah, but they docked you for the ham and cheese.
That's okay. Right. Yeah, all right, minus 2. Thank you. Matt Steinmetz, you, of course, talk hoops on the radio and on TV. You played basketball. What was your high game? What's the most points you scored in high school or college, Steiny?
29. Whitey,
29
in high school.
Yeah.
Against the real good team, too. I was a guy, you know what I mean? You're not going to see me getting 29 against, you know, Pottsgrove, who was 9 and 22 my senior year. I did it against Reading High.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Right, nice. That's impressive.
D3. Yeah, hopefully, sandwich.
Yeah. Hopefully you can score a few more points in the Dibley double round as well and, you know, make a run at defending your title successfully.
Yeah, hopefully.
Dibs. Yeah. Yeah. Dibs, I want to ask you about Thanksgiving. Does Thanksgiving belong on Mount Holiday more?
No, it doesn't, Whitey, and it's unfortunate for those who would put it there. Of course, as a former Catholic, Christmas has to be certainly on there. And then you got to go with your strong 4th of July. Everyone loves America. Mm-hmm. You'd slot that in there. Memorial Day, a time to both celebrate and remember those who've come before. And my half birthday, Whitey, completing the mount, which, of course, February 15th. Get shopping early, beat the rush.
Right. Yeah. Memorial Day, the big surprise there. Your half birthday, of course, but Memorial Day.
Yeah,
and
of course.
Nick Friedell, playing well here, Nick. I know you had to figure some things out early. And I know the answer to this question because I was on the air with you when the news broke. Of all the new NBA free agent deals, which one to you was the most bizarre?
Air Gordo, Whitey. the fact that the Charlotte Hornets gave Gordon Hayward $120 million is still yikes.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
Absolutely. That is a lot. $7 is a lot. That's Dibs total. Dibs 7, Friedell 3, Steiny minus 2 as we move on to the Dibley double round. So, Nick, we have two Dibley doubles out there somewhere. We have two $4 and $6 values here. Here are the categories in the Dibley double round: side dishes, family football, and preheat to 350. Just a word about side dishes. The word side is in quotation marks. So side is part of each correct response here. Side dishes, family football, and preheat to 350. Steiny, you're currently trailing, so why don't you choose a category here in the Dibley double round?
Fascinated by the category, Whitey. Let's go to something to 350.
Preheat
to 350. Yeah, it was
four.
Captivating. Just deuce, you know, hey, Whitey, listen, I'm not one of those guys that go, oh, 4 or 6 right off the bat. I'm very rigid and organized.
Preheat to 350 for two.
Yes.
Hit 350 for the Twins in 73. And
dibs.
Would finish.
Exciting.
Yes, I heard dibs.
Who's Rod Carew?
Rod Carew is right. Two more gives you $9. That's the guy. Dibs, you're bored.
Preheat to 350 for 6, please. Skin now.
Yes. I can't stand the people do that. I really can't.
You lead 9-3 to -2, Dibs. How much do you wish to wager?
Not feeling very confident today, Whitey. Might have been the fact that I ate my sandwich during the break in 5 minutes. I'll go $1, Whitey.
$1. All right. In 2001, he hit 350. Won the batting title, the American League MVP, and Rookie of the Year awards.
Boy. Who is Derek Jeter?
Sorry. Who is Ichiro Suzuki? Cost you $1. Yeah, Ichiro Suzuki had quite a year in 2001. So, still your board, Dibs. You lead 8-3 to -2.
Preheat to 350 for 4, please.
Okay, let's see here. Elected to the Hall of Fame in January, he hit 350 for the Rockies in 2001.
Nick.
Dibs.
Yeah, Nick.
Who is Larry Walker?
Larry Walker is right. Ooh, that's big. $6. Excuse me, $4, right? $4.
Where's Guru? We need Guru back.
$7. Yeah,
yeah.
$7 for you, Nick Friedell. So it's 8 for Dibs, 7 for Friedell, Steiny -2. Nick, you're bored. We have family football 2, 4, and 6, and we have side dishes, and we still have a Dibley double out there.
Skin.
Family football for 4, Whitey.
Don't do that, Nick.
Mike is a Denver assistant coach. David coached the Bengals. Yes, Nick.
Shula. Who is Shula?
Who are the Shulas is right. 4 more gives you 11 and the lead
my.
At this time, Nick Friedell.
Whitey, give me family football for 2, please.
This family has a Clay Sr., a Clay Jr.
Who is the Nick?
Yeah, I heard Dibs. Yes, Dibs.
Who are the Matthews?
Matthews is right. 2 more gives you 10, so it's Friedell 11, Dibs 10.
I gotta rewire my brain here. I'm messing up.
We got a match going, Dibs.
Side dishes for 6, please, Whitey. Skin meow, meow.
Side dishes for 6. Let me continue.
Wow. Okay.
When he fanned at 19 Padres in April of 1970, the Mets' Tom Seaver did this in the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings. Yeah, dibs.
What is strikeout the side?
That is correct. Six more gives you 16 and the lead, Dan Dibley.
Oh, boy.
Family football for six, please.
Oh, oh. There it is. The second of our Dibley double. So you lead 16 to 11. How much do you wish to wager now?
I'll go with the half the nut, Whitey. Eight.
Eight. All right, your clue.
Half a nut.
Dad, I'll take your word for that. Dad was a tight end for the Patriots. The oldest son, a Pro Bowl quarterback with Seattle. The younger brother, a quarterback, turned ESPN analyst.
Who are the Hasselbecks?
That is it. That's correct. 24 for you. And that might be it, but we'll see. Still got a whole category left here, or most of the category. Dibs, side dishes for two and four.
Start with two, please, Whitey. Side dishes for two.
He led the NBA in blocked shots last year with 2.9 per contest.
Steiny.
Yes, Steiny.
Who is Hassan Whiteside?
Hassan Whiteside is right, and you're back to
You don't want him as a backup center, Steiny?
Yeah, he'd love that role. Have him. What a guy to tutor Wiseman. Whiteside tutoring Wiseman.
Yeah.
Here's how you lope through a year.
We'll finish up. Yeah, the Dibley double round side dishes for four. And excuse me. And the 2010 Super Bowl, the Saints opened the second half with one of
Nick.
These.
Dibs.
Yes, Nick.
What is an onside kick?
That is right. That gives you 15. So. May still have a shot at it as we head to final Jeopardy. Dan Dibley, 24. Nick Verdell, 15. Steiny is at zero. So, Steiny, it's your option. Do you want to play final Jeopardy?
Of course.
What it's worth, I've got Steiny at minus one. I think that was his first right answer.
No, I had one right answer in the front.
See, I had the same score you had, Kyle, but he corrected me earlier, so I was just going to give him the best.
What were the let's eat questions?
Well, it's okay. We'll just give
you. Yeah, exactly.
We'll give you,
you don't want to do this. This is where I get extremely defensive and all my shortcomings come out. All right.
We're good.
I will go to war with negative one and zero. I will fight that. Here we go.
Your team's on the floor.
We'll go to the tape.
Nick and Dibs, you want to base your wager on this category, great Thanksgiving performances. Of course, unless Dibs gets careless, we'll see here. But
24-15, right? And Nick will text. We will text our wager to Kyle or direct message him. And then we'll write down the responses accordingly. So, what was the category again, Whitey? I'm sorry.
It's great Thanksgiving performances. So, Nick, you want to text to mount your wager? You don't want to tell us yet, but if you text that to
Kyle, Dibs, you can turn your head and just have him lips in. You know. This is gotcha. Okay. I got him.
All right.
I got his wager.
Everybody ready here for the clue? We go. On Thanksgiving Day 1998, and you'll have time to think this over, Nick, and write it down. On Thanksgiving Day 1998, this Hall of Fame receiver caught only three passes in a win over Dallas, but they went for 51, 56, and 56 yards and all went for touchdowns. Good luck. Thanksgiving Day, 1998. This Hall of Fame receiver caught only three passes in a win over Dallas, but they went for 51, 56, and 56 yards, and all went for touchdowns. So Steiny at zero. He's going to play Final Jeopardy. We'll start with him. And we got Nick Verdell. Still anybody's match. Nick Verdell at 15. Dan Dibley, 24, with the lead. But, yes, we'll start with he's still our champion, our reigning champion, Matt Steinmetz, 1998, Hall of Fame receiver. Caught only three passes and a win over Dallas. 51, 56, 56 yards. All went for touchdowns. Steiny, what do you got?
Who is Owens?
That is incorrect, Steiny. Thank you for playing. Hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. And I hope you have more to eat on Thanksgiving than those sorry ham and cheese sandwiches. It's been fun. We got a Nick Verdell. Nick, what was your response?
Whitey, I'm feeling great about this one. Who is Randy Moss?
That is correct. And what was your wager, Nick?
10.
10 takes you to 25, gives you the lead. So, Dibs, what do you got, sir?
I got who is Moss.
And your wager?
$8, Whitey.
$8.
But you have who is Pete Moss.
Congratulations. Dan Dibley, once again, the winner of the Thanksgiving Classic Edition of Jockey. Way to go, Dibs. Hey, good job, Nick Friedel.
Yeah.
Dude,
tremendous debut.
Good.
Tremendous debut from Friedel. And, you know, I feel like I benefited early from Steiny's hunger that had to be satiated. And also Friedel kind of feeling his way through. You know, sometimes you get the early lead and you're able to close it out. And, you know, I won the Trebek Memorial Edition, mm-hmm. which felt like a major. And now the pre-Thanksgiving feels like a major. I'm feeling like the Dibley Slam is possible with the next major coming up around the Christmas holiday.
Congrats, Dibs. And great debut from Nick Friedel. Mm-hmm. Really, really solid. By the way, can I add something real quick, Whitey?
Well, it's your show, sure. Yes, absolutely.
Just FYI, Dibs, it was Ben Franklin who flew the kite, not Thomas Edison.
True. That's right.
So you're saying that Thomas Edison never once flew a kite?
Not with a key on it.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
And not in the rain. Yeah. Not in the rain. Maybe in the sun.
The point was, Whitey, Sir Isaac Newton overrated. Guy gets hit by an apple, and he gets credit for discovering gravity.
Mm-hmm.
It's overrated.
Also, yeah. Ike Diagu, you guys didn't mention Ike Diagu. I think maybe
you
should have
Google
mentioned
it
as well.
Yeah, we – well, somebody actually on the text line, Dib, says Newton wasn't struck in the head by an apple, that he actually just saw an apple drop from his window. There you go.
Right. It's not the only thing
you
dropped
know,
that day.
The more you know.
Well done, Dan Dibley. Well done, Nick Friedel. Thank you, Steiny, as always. Happy Thanksgiving to all. I'm on with Coase tonight from 7 to 10 if you're not doing anything.
Nice.
Check us out. Yeah.
Will do. Thanks, Whitey. Appreciate it.
So you just shut your yapper.
Just checking the text line out before we go to break. Isaac, the bartender from Love Boat, is getting some love on the Mount Isaac Moor. Ike Sandwiches, clearly.
Definitely.
Let's see. Somebody wanted to know why I wasn't playing Jockberty today. Yeah, I was. I was just no factor. And
this guy stinks!
There you go. Apparently Isaac Newton also invented trigonometry, according to the text line, which you can always take to the bank. You can always take the guest line to the bank. All right, we come back. We got some funny stuff we gotta share, and it's a tribute to Jim Morris Sr., 19 years ago, one of the great rants of all time. We've got a couple of the greatest rants of all time coming up next, plus pick six for the weekend. It's all sponsored by the U.S. Postal Service, the San Francisco District.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.